Hello, fellow human. I like to think back to when humans lived tens of thousands of years ago, before the agricultural revolution, before we began farming crops and domesticating animals. The human experience was so different than today. Humans lived and survived by hunting and gathering their food. There were no grocery or convenience stores to grab a quick bite. Contrary to popular belief, these humans did in fact have gardens. They were small, temporary, and always shifted to minimize impact to the soil. They wore animal skins on their body and under their feet. The only light they saw at night was the light from the stars, moon, and the fire that kept them warm and the animals distance. They slept on the earth. Their bodies were grounded and synced with the cycles of Mother Nature. They walked on average 9 to 25 miles every day, and the sun warmed their cells. Every effort was made to keep fat and safe from the danger of animals, a rogue warrior, and the weather. I imagine them as being so present and aware of each moment they exist in. What would it be like to live that way? I like to think about what it was hard for them. Was there hard having to go days, maybe weeks, without food to eat? Was it finding ways to stay fed during their winter months in extreme weather? Was there hard being attacked by an animal or breaking their leg without any doctor to put it together? And then I wonder what would be easy for them. The hunter getting a kill within the first hour's hunt? Maybe a mother gathering berries and walking up on an untouched, abundant patch? The warm weather of summer when their gardens grew and there was more daylight for the children to play? Was it when spring came a few weeks earlier that year? Fast forward to modern society and the hard and easy experiences drastically change. Our hard these days are being healthy, raising healthy kids, and keeping up with all the expectations of the world and the bills to pay. Our hard is finding purpose, our happiness, and figuring out why the fuck we are here. Our hard is the constant mental chatter and inability to be present and aware in our lives. It's breaking through our programs and filters that keep us caged and unfree. We don't wake up worried about how we're going to physically survive the day. We wake up worried that we didn't get enough likes on our Instagram post, of our toddler's tantrums, and the fact that we haven't had sex with our husband in a while. We wake up worried that we'll fail again that day because we're just too overwhelmed and stressed to make any changes to better our lives. Human hardness has shifted from one of physical to mental survival. And our easy? Wow, has that changed? Just regarding food, I could go on and on. Now we can choose a pre-cooked frozen meal and heat it in a contraption that radiates it to warmth within minutes. We can dial up Uber Eats to deliver our chicken parmesan from our favorite Italian restaurant. Now we can access yet another cheap food option to clog our veins with on every city corner. Our kids can lay and play video games all day. We can simply adjust the temperature in our homes by a small box on our wall. Our emotional easy is the projecting of our traumas and insecurities on our loved ones. It's the easier play the victim instead of taking responsibility for our lives and doing the work required to heal ourselves. Our easy is blaming others for our unhappiness. And all easy, yet none come with easy consequences. I think about the difference between our ancestors' version of easy and ours. Our ancestors never really had an easy choice. Easy was granted by the ways of the land, and I imagine when they received it, they held it in great reverence. They would have never chosen the easy route and just not look for food that day. Their choice was simple, live or die. Today is complicated, and with an overwhelming and infinite amount of choices and places to put our intention on, easy becomes a way of not making different choices but continuing to stay in the same place because it's comfortable and familiar. Well, I know at least one thing that we have in common with our early ancestors, and it's that we still must work for the nutrients the body requires to keep us strong and able. Our bodies have always required and still require minerals, vitamins, and all the other magical Mother Nature molecules that make us healthy humans. Instead of hunting animals to eat every day now, we must hunt for food not poisoned with man-made chemicals that don't belong anywhere in our body. Instead of gathering berries or root vegetables in abundant patches, we work to gather produce that doesn't include a toxin that messes up the way our body detoxifies itself. Although our hard today doesn't require as much physical taxing, it sure does require much mental taxing. Perspectives of the human quote-unquote hard have changed and evolved just as everything else in this universe. And what I hope you'll take away from reading this or listening to this is that hard and struggle is part of the human experience. It has always been. There will always be a hard to pick in life, and it will always be coupled with a flirtatious easy. It's obvious that constant easy choices make it really hard one day. And the hard choices we must make. The choices to change the things in our lives that will move the needle. The hardness of waiting to see the fruits of our labor rather than being seduced by the instant gratification our brains are addicted to. To choose to change the way we are programmed and the way we see ourselves. It's uneasy. It takes something deep within us to rise up that has never risen before. Yet, we all innately know deep within us that the things that require us to get out of our comfort zones will always lead us to adventure and brighter, healthier futures. So when things are hard, say thank you, as it will lead you to an understanding of yourself you could never imagine, because you're meant to do hard things. You're meant to rise up and do the things you know that will move the needle, like gathering food that nourishes your body, prioritizing you and your health, finding stillness in your day to cultivate more peace in your heart and a calmer version of you. Go against the grain and let the naysayers have their say, as their easy path will eventually lead them to your own vindication. To make food in your kitchen with your family, it's evident that it can be hard to be different in an easy society. Yet I promise you, you're not alone. So many mamas see that the only way to move the needle is found in the small choices of our lives. The day in and day out effort to build a new world, to build a new us. I'm honored to walk along so many of you who get this. All the work we do may not be validated and appreciated in this moment, but the ripple effect it has is far bigger than we can ever imagine. So keep going. Be courageous in the hard choices you make. And instead of fearing the hard, grab it by the horns and ride it like you fucking own it. In deep love and reverence, Becky.